the rest of the story. I am an automobile. I am 3 years old. My license plate reads 688LTV75, and I am about to be stolen. April 20, with only about 26,000 miles on my odometer, I am parked on a city street in front of a popular restaurant. I am in plain view of passers-by. I should be safer here than practically anywhere. Still, all at once, somebody I do not recognize pries the lock on my driver's side door with a slender instrument of some kind. Whatever it is, hurts. My kidnapper, in order not to attract the attention of police, is driving moderately, even politely. But the farther we go, the less familiar are the sights, the smells, the sounds, the road beneath my wheels. Before long, I am lost. And not long after that, I am being steered into what appears to be a garage. Suddenly there are faces all around me, unsmiling faces worn by firm-muscled men with tattooed arms. In their hands are the tools of my eventual, unavoidable torture. My doors are opened, interior panels jerked away, vital mechanisms removed, my engine unbolted, taken out whole, and then my brain, the computer nerve center that controls my vital functions, extracted in one piece. Before what's left of me is loaded into a truck and taken away, my tires and even my wheels are pulled off. Incredibly, my owner will find me, stripped and abandoned in a ditch outside town. And more incredibly still, my owner says he wants to keep me. I'm grateful for that. It will cost some $20,000 to heal what hurts, to replace what's gone, to restore me to my former condition. Fact is, I will never be my old self again. You know how it goes. You have a serious illness, a debilitating injury, and you recover, but something is always left over. An ache here, a susceptibility there. Maybe chronic, maybe constant, but you're never quite back how you used to be. That's the way it was with me. I tried to tell them. I blinked my warning lights, begging for another physical examination. I may look well, I kept insisting, but I'm not. And I was right. You've heard a lot about me, but you never really knew me, did you? Never knew what I'd been through. Well, now you'll never forget that once upon a Grand Theft Auto, there was a shiny black Mercedes S280 that got hacked to pieces in a Paris chop shop, then was returned to the limousine company that owned it, and was almost restored. I tried to tell them that my brakes were malfunctioning by flashing the appropriate red light on my dashboard, but for some reason nobody listened to the complaints of the chauffeurs who drove me, and the last chauffeur must not have cared as he roared into that tunnel one August night in 1997. And took his own life, and mine, and the life of Princess Diana. Only now you know the rest of the story.